yesterday at the end of Shir, mentioned to you about the Ravid. Ravid sheet of beings that we only say Palkina Dibura when a person is saying this about himself and somebody else. So it's about himself and someone else, we say Palkina. And Masha'en came, when a person says Aegis about himself and a Karev, then we say, we throw out the whole Aegis, because when a person says Aegis about a Karev, that's a Psul Aegis. Masha'en, when a person says about himself, that's not Aegis at all. So the Ravid asked about himself from the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, Pliny ba'al ishti. We say Pagina Dibura. So the question is, if Pliny Baal Ishti is a Karev, so that's a contradiction to the Ravid Yisai. The Ravid Yisai was just that by Kriven we don't say Pagina Dibura. And when we say this about yourself, you say Pagina Dibura. And we see the Farish that Pliny Baal Ishti, we also say Pagina. So the Ravid answered that a wife is different because of Ishtai Kegufa. Because of Ishtai Kegufa. So a wife and a person about himself, we don't say Pagina. Kriven, we do say Pagina. The question is, when we say Ishtai Kegufa, this rule, in Musa's farm it says Ishtai Kegufa, so I have no problem with it. The idea is a very nice idea. But Api Halacha, to say Ishtai Kegufa, that a person's wife is like himself, that's a little strange. If your wife makes a bracha on something, so you'll say nice to eat without a bracha because she already made the bracha. It's ridiculous. It's a wife did a mitzvah, so the husband's still mechayiv. If a wife for her kiddush, then the husband's still mechayiv. You don't say by mitzvah ishtek a gufay, that it's one guf. The truth is that we find the inyan of ishtek a gufay a few places in halacha. One is this Ravid. Another is in Hilchus Pidyon Shvuyim, where it says that you're not allowed to be kaida a shavui liyaser mikdei damav. It's the Mishnah Gittin. That if somebody is captured, you're not allowed to be kaida him. You're not allowed to pay extra money to capture him. You'll pay his value as an eved. You're not supposed to pay an exorbitant ransom to get someone out. Because Chazal didn't want to encourage kidnappers. And he made a takana that ain't played in a Teshvuyim, the Yeser Mikdei Dama, except they allowed a person to be paid to himself. A person with his own money, Chazal didn't restrict a person to be paid to himself that he can spend as much as he wants. So there also it says Ishtai Kegufa. And if a man's wife was captured, there's allowed to be paid to her also, it's not included in the takana. You say Ishtai Kegufa. The third place we find Ishtai Kegufa is by Ben Shigaymel. In Berchus HaGaymel, the issue of ladies in Berchus HaGaymel was a very difficult one, Lumaisa. For some reason, the minhag is that ladies don't bench Gaymel. I don't know why. And I had asked Rav Palm Lemaisa what to do, and he told me, no, the minhag is ladies don't bench. So I don't know why. What? Ladies? I'm told that Rav Rudiman in Neir Yisrael made that if a woman has to bench Gaimel, after Aleinu, a woman walks over to, I don't know how it's set up there, near the door, whatever it is, and 10 men come over, and she benches Gaimel in front of them. Gosh, this a woman has to bench Gaimel. What? Anyway, whatever it comes from, there is a day in Rabbi Yaakov Emdi in the Maror Tzia that the husband can bench Gaimel for the wife. Because he's like a gufa. But the husband can bench Gaimel. Even the Lashon Shukamalani Koltai, Shukamal Ishti Koltai, but he can make a bracha for his wife. Because he's like a gufa. The truth is, Rabbi Yaakov Emdi says you can say Shukam Lani, not Shukam Alishti. The Lashon is even Shukam Lani. It's another place you find the Inyan of Ishtai Kegufa. The seems there's one similarity in these couple of places where Ishtar Kegufa is brought down in Halacha, in that in all these places the topic at hand is an issue of caring about the other person. The person benches Gaimel about himself, not someone else. It has to do with how much you care about yourself more than it matters to you more than somebody else. That's why you bench Gaimel on yourself and not on someone else. Seems like there are inyanim that have to do with closeness, or pidyishvuyim, the same thing. A man wants to, presumably, wants to be paid his wife, also because he has a special kravis to a wife. It's a kravis hadas. So it could be that the ravid holds here too, that the reason a person doesn't say edus about himself, it's not an edus at all, shenkei makrivim, it is an edus, has to do with the cure of hadas, with the person being having a certain kurva to himself more than to Kriven. Adam Kari Besalatmai, meaning more so than he's a karev to Kriven. If it has to do with cure of hadas, then perhaps we can understand it.
What about
Hanukkah? Hanukkah is the one loose end. By Hanukkah, it also says Ishtar Kegufa. If a man is on the road, and his wife lights at home, Ishtar Kegufa, he doesn't have to light. If he's in a hotel out of town, he has to light. He has his own building. But if a person is, let's say, traveling, so without being a shlichus, Ishtar Kegufa, so there, I don't know why they should have to do a care of Adam. It was a mafia, it was an Erishu Beis, so it's different. But why there it says also Lashon Ishtar Kegufa, and I'm not sure why. It sounds like if a man is traveling, it's better his wife should light at home than his son, even if his son is 20 years old. Because I'll use a lashon Ishtar Kegufa, but the man is on his light. I don't know why Ner Hanukkah should be different. God, there's one other place that says Ishtar Kegufa, and probably more than one that comes to mind. You know that there's a sif in Shulchan Aruch that says that a man is chayiv. Just like he's chayiv in kibud avayim, he's also obligated b'kvayt chamar. He's also obligated to have respect for his father-in-law. And the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch is that it's a kibud avayim dikadim. To have chamar for a father-in-law is kibud avayim. I think the Tar says hu adin chamaisai. I don't know why you would have Adam in a different way. That's something else. That's to go and be mishamish the father. The girl's not available. Not always available, that's why it says ish and not ish. I'll explain that to you, but it's not a theory. Okay, I don't mean to get sidetracked into the issue, but the point, the Sefer Haredim says that that's because of Ishtar Kegufa. Kvay Chamav is also an Ishtar Kegufa Dikedin, that since the wife is Mechayiv in Kibbut Avayim, and Ishtar Kegufa, so therefore the husband is also Mechayiv in Kibbut Avayim. Somehow a din of Ishtar Kegufa, which is also makes sense to be related to Kirav Adas, a sense of appreciation to. Okay, anyway, that's the Ravid. Let's move on to the next mission. Mishan Nigmar Dinai Ubarach Ubalafne Oise Bechen Ein Saisun Es Dinai. So the Gemara says Oisei Bezdin, the Mishnah says, so we'll see in the Gemara. Well, why it says Oisei Bezdin? Kol makim shiandu shnai b'yayim v'idin anu b'ish p'layim shenik medina b'bezdin shal p'layim 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 eidav harizeh yehareik. Any time when two eidim will come and they'll say me'idim anu about someone, and we don't know if Reuven killed Shimon, but we know Reuven was gepaskind in Bezdin harizeh yehareik. What's this doing in the Sefer Markus? What does this have to do with Eidim Zaynanim? So this is understood to be a continuation of the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah said, Shaloi Teis Sanhedrin Shemas Mepi HaMetorgenim. And we said, at least according to some Rishayim, why can't the Sanhedrin hear from HaMetorgenim? It's a concern of Eid Mepi Eid. Because when you hear, you have to hear from the person himself, the Eidim himself. You can't hear from HaMetorgenim. So this Mishnah is saying, in the case, now you can have a new shayim. You have Eidim that will come to Bezdin and they say, we heard Bezdin Paskin that plenty of chayim is. Is that from Eidim and PA? Because they don't know if Reuven killed Shimon. They're just saying, we heard Bezdin Paskin that Reuven killed Shimon. Donald? These Eidim that come into Bezin number two, what do they say? We saw that Bezin number one, Paskin, that Reuven killed Shimon. So they don't know Reuven killed Shimon. All they know is that Bezin Paskin Reuven killed Shimon. Or that Eidim said Eidim Reuven killed Shimon. But they don't know it firsthand. So you would think that the Psul of Eidim PA, so the Kamash Maman is, that it's not. Sanhedrin the Eges Be'eretz of the Chutzlaret, Sanhedrin Ha'ireges Echad B'Shua Nikrecha Nikras Chutmanis, Rabbi Eliezer Ben Azariah Eimer Echad B'Shit M'Shana, Tamar Rabbi Kibay Me'ilu Hayinu B'Sanhedrin Le'inereg Adam Yailan, Shem Gamliel says, Afein Marvin Sheikh Yidam in Yisrael. So here we have a famous Machlaikis, how often Bezin should kill. It seems that everybody agrees that Bezin should kill only infrequently. Only in an infrequent basis. Well, what the proper behavior is. If Nikras Chavlanis, that means that they should set things up so that they don't kill more often than once in 7 years. Or once in 7 years.
In the case of another Bezin,
well, this generally is understood to be the Sanhedrin, which would mean that the Sanhedrin. So it appears that. And the lesson of this Mishnah is, a very important lesson, that punishments are only good as threats. The only value in a punishment is the threat of punishment. Punishment itself has very little value. Just remember that, it's Hashem, you'll be fathers of troublemakers. You'll be with them in the class. You should know that punishment, threat of punishment is a very useful thing. The punishment itself is rarely productive. Just that if you don't punish, there's no threat of punishment. Right. You're never going to punish, which is what they all say. If you're never going to punish, so then the threat of punishment becomes meaningless. But the punishment has very little value. Why we go to Gehenna? Really, our piece of our eye would think that at the end, the Rabbi Shalom will let us all off the hook. It's only threat of punishment is useful. So the Rambam says that one of the Ani Mamins is that it's not that way. Because Baruch Hu Manish. So the question is how we understand it. We have an Ani Mamin, it's a Chiddush. I would think that at the end, HaKadosh Baruch will be a nice guy, you know, just let us all off the hook. Seems not that way. I think the idea, the way the Bali Musa say it in American terms, is if you get invited to a party and your teeth are bad, and you want to enjoy the party, so first you have to go to the dentist, and he has to drill. And he has to poke around, and he's got to make holes, and he's got to fill holes, he's got to do a lot of work if you want to enjoy the party. So I think Gan Eden's that way too. If you want to get to Olam Haba, if you want to enjoy the party, they got to put you back together again. So Gehenna, they fix you up, they straighten you out. You know, it hurts, but you know, that's the idea of Gehenna. But at any rate, so much for a liberal stand on capital punishment. Better punishment works.
Better punishment works.
If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Then nothing works for sure. Okay, the question is what's the tayyala? What's the tayyala again? What's the purpose? Right, if it fixes the person, then it. We see from the Mishnah that we don't encourage. Even though the Torah says kill, we try not to do it, only very infrequently. The Gemara says that the Sanhedrin moved out. They moved to the Chanus. They moved out of the. They don't want to kill more than whatever. No, they moved out of the Lishos HaGazis. They moved right outside the Chanus. The Chanus are buildings. They excavated today, they found such buildings under the coastal area. That they moved into the Chanus, and that's where they're passing. If they're not in Lishos HaGazis, they can't give me. No, people didn't get all free. They threw him into jail, but they didn't kill him. They can only pass him this position. Lifnei Eisei Bezdin, the Gemara says, Hu Dein Seisrin, Halafnei Bezdin Aka Seisrin. Tony Seiko Kamakam Shiandu Shnai Vyem and Meet None of Wistish Pulani Shnig Medina Bezin Pulani 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 Yadav Harry Zen Ahara. You have a spirit. First you say in that Bezdin ain't Seisrin. I say it's a different Bezdin Seisrin. And you start the entire all over. And then you say said, no, even the different medicine, you don't do the din tzai roll over. So what's going on? Rabbi like Kasha, come at Yisrael, come with Chutzlar. What's Pshat? How does that answer the Mishnah? When it says in the Reisha, stuff in the Sefer. When it says in the Sefer, Mid Nana Bishpalai Nishtim Gredinai, you don't do the din tzai roll over, that's talking. You don't do the din tzai roll over. That's when someone, when the second din tzai is a chutzlar, so there's no reason to give a new din tzai, so then you don't do a new din tzai. The Reisha is talking Yisrael. So why does the Reisha say lefnei oisei bezdin? How did that answer the kasha? She didn't borrow the ball lefnei oisei bezdin eisei senzino. That didn't answer the question. The question was that the Reisha says oisei bezdin, the Sefer says oh, you said Bezdin is where? The first Bezdin was in Yisrael Chatzar. The first Bezdin was in Tribalzai. First Bezdin was in Eretz Yisrael. So the first Bezdin was in Eretz Yisrael. So then it doesn't matter the second Bezdin where it is. We're never going to do it in Tyra over. The first one was already in Eretz Yisrael. Must be the first one was a Chatzar. Now, if we do it in Tyra, what does Oisei Bezdin have to do with it?
How does it
answer the question? The question was, the ratio makes it look like it's not like it's. And after we ask the zero, we say, come here, so come as far as that. Doesn't answer the question. What is the difference like it's not like it's? So the Rambam says that there are two conditions to make a new din Torah. It's got to be from Chutzbar Eretz Yisrael. And even when it's a Chutzbar Eretz Yisrael, it has to be a different Bezdin. Same Bezdin, no reason for them to re-chew the whole entire. In other words, there are two Dinim. It's got to be a new Bezdin, and it's got to be from Chutzbar Eretz Yisrael. I say Bezdin, we never say Sardinai. It doesn't matter from where to where. So the Rambam learns the Gemara. Tanya, Rabbi Yudim, and the Stoyayim, Mishim, Mishim, Meshotach, Barak, Meyaret, Chutzbar Eretz, Ein Say Sardinai, Mechutzbar Eretz, Aretz, Say Sardinai. Why did they split the Shah Yisrael? Interesting din. And because maybe the split of Eretz Yisrael will help, that we'll find Bezdin will find the Pesach to be made. Alright, the issue with this sugya is the following, we'll call it the following two ways to learn, the following Chakira, which as you'll see, touches on the kuda of this Mishnah. The chiddush of this Mishnah is what? Is that Adim could say Adis that they saw a Psak Bezdin and that's enough to give someone Nisim. They don't have to say we saw Reuven Kol Shimon. It's enough for them to say we saw a Psak Bezdin. That's good enough. So in the first Bezdin, let's say Reuven and Shimon said Adis that they saw a Ratzach kill. Bezdin Palian. Now it could be Reuven and Shimon are dead already. Adim saw the Nisim, it could be they're gone already. Now, in a new Bezdin, Lady and Yehuda come in, a Katbi, and they say, we saw, what? We saw the Psak Bezdin. We didn't see Reuven kill, the Ritzach killed the Nirzah. We only saw the Psak Bezdin, and that's enough to give Nisim. What's Pshat? Why does Katbi say? You could learn two ways. You could learn that Katbi is saying, we know the Ritzach killed the Nirzah. We know it. How do we know? Well, we didn't see it, but we know it because we saw Bezdin Paskin that way. Which means, if you learn it this way, that this Kat is saying, hey, this, that, what? That the Ritzayah killed the Nirzach. You follow? The thing we know, the Ritzayah killed the Nirzach. How do we know? Because we were in Bezdin and we saw them at the Bezdin Paskin. That's the way you understand it. Like the idea that they know the Ritzach killed the Nirzach. Or you could learn that they're just saying Adis on the Psak Bezdin. Our Mishnah is saying you don't need Adis that the Ritzach killed the Nirzach. It's enough that you have Adis on the Psak Bezdin. That's adequate. Same thing? So always when two sides are the same, I tell you an Afghanina, you'll understand right away. Okay? Let's say we're in the second Bezdin, and two Adim come. 1:8 says, I saw the Ritzach killed the Nirzach. The 2:8 says, I saw the Psak Bez. Are these 2 Eidim to appear? The 1:8 says, I saw the Ritzach killed the Nirzach. The 2 says, I didn't see the Ritzach killed the Nirzach, but I saw the Psak Bez. Are these 2 Eidim considered Psak Eidim on the same thing? Or no? Let's see. If you learn the first way, that someone who says Eidus on a Psak Bez is actually saying Eidus that the Ritzayah killed, then it's better if you have 2 witnesses and another Ritzayah killed. One of them knows because he saw with his eyes, and one of them knows because he saw Bez and Psak. Then it's better. If you say the second way, it's not better. The first Eidim are saying Eidus on one thing, that Reuben killed Shimon. The second Eidus are saying Eidus on a Psak Bez. 2 different Eidus. What? If the first way, it's not Eidus and Chedes, because the, well, the same as the Chedes for Gabi, Nimzachim and Karav Apostle, will depend on Machayis Rishayim that we discussed in the past. But that they can be Mitzarev, they should be able to Mitzarev.
Say 2 different arkadas, they say totally different things, the second way.
Maybe you're right. I'll explain it a little better, okay?
Right.
Again, what? The Hakira itself. Hakira is it considered that the second Eidim are saying Eidus on the Maisa Ritzicha? Or is it considered that the second Eidus are saying Eidus on the Psak Bez? In other words, when they say Bez and Paskin, do we say that means they're saying they know the Ritzicha happened? Or are they saying that we know Bez and Paskin, but we don't know if the Ritzicha happened? I'll give you another napkin, okay? Maybe it'll help. It makes it worse if we get it. I'll give you another napkin.
Well,
oh, by the way, all this is in the Shari Yashin. Shimon, Shar Zayin, Parakov Gimel.
Doesn't Tarzayin second paragraph
happen? Hey, they Ra Yada. Right. I'll tell you a second napkin. You have a good escape artist. He was in Bez number 1. They passed in Chaya Misa and he escaped. He was in bed number 2. They passed in Chayim Nisi, escaped again. Now he's in bed number 3. 1:8 says, Eidus on the psak of the first entire. He says, I know he's a Ritzayah because I was by the first entire. And the 2:8 says, I know he's a Ritzayah because I was by the second entire. We've been with Sarif, these 2, to to say Eidus together on this person. Are they Mitzarev? Let's see. If each one saying, I have the idea that the Ritzayah killed, they're both saying the same thing. They're both saying, I know that this Ritzayah killed somebody and this is his death. And he knows, it's like he saw it from this side and he saw it from that side. Right? He saw it from bed number 1 and he saw it from bed number 2. But Mamaisha, you have 2 Eidus on the Ritzicha. However, if you say, no, he's saying Eidus on a Psak Bez and in this court. He's saying Psak Bez and in this court. They're 2 totally different Eidus. They have no shakas to each other. 2 different DNA titles. And then I'm a star. This would be another example of a nafka mina, but I think of Shimon itself as a nafka. Let me tell you what Shimon says. It's a very big chiddush. Shimon's Yisoid in Shar Zayin of Shari Yashi. He says it right away in Perek Aleph. He says a chiddush regarding the testimony of two witnesses. Normally, we would say that when two witnesses say something, that's called proof positive. You know for sure it happened. If two witnesses say that they saw something and you question them, that's considered proof. That's the way we usually understand Eidus. Eidus is a bearer. It's nevarer what happened. And, of course, we all know that two witnesses could be liars, too. Even 100 witnesses could be liars. But the Torah placed the threshold of proof at two witnesses. And when two witnesses say something, it means we know it's true. I think that's the normal, I mean, the word normal, but the standard way of understanding our other say. Reb Shimon says not that way. Reb Shimon says, even when two Eidus say Eidus, you don't know for sure it's true. Two Eidus could lie. It's just a halacha in the Torah that al pi shnei Eidim yakum davar. It's a din that Bezdin paskins al pi shnei Eidim. It's a halacha that Bezdin paskins that way. Bezdin paskins al pi shnei Eidim. Even though Bezdin can't be positive that what they say happened, happened. Here, living here, right? Living here. So normally, I'm seeing witnesses that we know for sure this happened. It's the idea. Reb Shimon says, no. When two witnesses say, we don't know for sure, it could be the line. It's just a halacha that Bezdin paskins al pi shnei Eidim. The Torah said, al pi shnei Eidim yakum davar. Reb Shimon names on that the second way is correct. This is many not gemeinis, but that's his yisoid. Memela is not Reb Shimon. Getting back to our Mishnah. You can't say the first way. What was the first way? That these two witnesses say, we know for sure the Reitzeach killed. How do you know for sure? Because there's the Paskin al Pishnei Eidim. That's not a idea. Could be it was a lie. He said. Could be it was Sheker, could be it was Enes.
The first pair.
It's true that there's the Paskin. Then you want to say Eidim that there's the Paskin. Fine, we'll accept your Eidim that there's the Paskin. But if you're not saying Eidim that there's the Paskin, if you want to go the first way, say you're saying Eidus the Maisa Ritzicha, you don't know for sure the Maisa Ritzicha happened. Maybe they're true, maybe they're not true. Well, first they would say they saw it, so they say they know. Right? The first pair said we saw him killed, so they claim that they know. So Reb Shimon, based on his understanding of Eidus, says it's impossible to learn our Mishnah that the Eidim are saying Eidus, we know it happened. They don't know it happened. All they could do was say Eidus that there was a Pesach Bezdin.
So shouldn't
we
say that even when people see it?
People who saw it, they themselves know for sure. But when Bezdin passes, Bezdin is doing it after Eidus because there was a Kassav of Pishnei Eidim Yachim Dov. Anybody, if you're watching a Bezdin, and Bezdin passes on Pishnei Eidim, you don't know the truth. You know the truth that Bezdin passes. But you don't know the truth if the Maisa happened. No. So, where? When you're saying Eidus based on the Pesach Bezdin, that you have the idea? That you don't know what happened? No, because the Chiddush Eidus is something else. You might think by Eidus the Eid, you can use the testimony of the first Eid. Through the second. You're right. From the second, it's true. The
first. Yes.
Right. Yeah. So therefore that's truth, or therefore that's the true din. You say that's the true din, but it's not necessarily what happened.
But you don't have to know that's not necessarily what happened. The Torah says that we believe what went on
there. That's the exact question. The Torah says we believe, and the Torah says we pass him based on it. That's the question. I'll give you an example, which again Reb Shimon brings. There's a din. So therefore it must be that the second Eidus in our Mishnah are saying Eidus on the Pesach Bezdin, not the saying Eidus on the Maisa. That the finish of Mishnah is that we accept Eidus was saying we saw the Pesach Bezdin, and we can rule based on the Pesach Bezdin. But not the first way. The first way we had is that the second Eidus are saying we know the Maisa, we don't know the Maisa. So it must be the second mahalaf that they're saying Eidus on the Psak Bez. Well, now it'll be Al Pi Dizei the Miyakum Dover that it was the first Psak, not that it was a Maaser Tzivah. An example, there's a Gzeres HaKasuv of Mipiham V'Lay Mipik Savam. That means two witnesses have to come to Bezdin personally. Let's say they write a letter to Bezdin, and Bezdin reads the letter. That's no good. Let's say Edim saw a letter. They come into Bezdin, they say they saw the letter. They saw a shtar. So they want to say Edim, that belongs to a place. No, Mipiham V'Lay Mipik Savam. Edim has to be based Mipiham. On the Eidus, not on a written contract. So Taisus and Ksubis asks, the halacha is that Nisrafush Taraisa, let's say you have a shtar that says someone owes you money, and there was a fire, and the house, the briefcase that had the shtar got burnt, got destroyed. So now you don't have a shtar. So the Gemara says that if you have two witnesses, saw the shtar that was burned, because they know it was your possession, they were there, they saw the shtar, they saw that it got burned. They go to Bezdin, and Bezdin rewrites the shtar, I'll pee the two witnesses. Follow? You have two witnesses who saw the shtar, Nisrafush Taraisa. So Bezdin rewrites the burned shtar because two witnesses say they saw the shtar. Good? So Taisus asks, if Edom can't say Edus based on a shtar, how come these two witnesses are good enough to rewrite a shtar? So Taisus answers, the way Shimon explains the answer, is that it depends. When witnesses look at a shtar and they want to say Edus on the original halva, the way the witnesses see a shtar, it says somebody borrowed money. They want to come into Bez and say Edus on the original loan that you can't do. They don't know if there was a loan. The PM of the Piksavan. They can't say Edus on the loan. When they're coming into Bez and it's saying Edus on the shtar, that they saw with their own two eyes. If the issue of Bez is, was there a shtar? So then they can come into Bez and say there was a shtar, and Bez writes the shtar. But if they come into Bez and they say, it was a loan, how do you know? You saw a shtar. That you can't do. Because you don't know if it was a loan. All you saw with your eyes is that it was a shtar. So if you want to rewrite the shtar, you could do that, because that the agents saw themselves. But if you want to say, hey, if there was an original loan, that you can't say, because that you don't know, that you only know Mepik Salam. You don't know if there was an original loan. It's exactly the same thing here. If the agent want to say there was a Psak Bezdin, Rabbi Shimon says that they could say. They could come into Bezdin and say, we know that there was a Psak Bezdin. That's just free to say. We know there was a Psak Bezdin. That they saw with their own two eyes. But if you want to say they're going to come into Bezdin and say, we know that Reuven killed Shimon, that they can't do, because that they didn't see with their own two eyes. That they only know through other witnesses, and knowing through other witnesses, that's inadequate. That doesn't do the trick. The Mela, getting back to the original Shaila, could an aid be Mitzdarif, an aid Echad that saw Reuven kill Shimon, an aid Echad a sort of Psak Bezdin, could they be Mitzdarif? So it's actually a Gemara. The Gemara says aid V'dayin Mitzdarfin, and it's my point to the Gemara. Some say Eid V'dayin Mitzdarfin, some say Eid V'dayin Eid Mitzdarfin, and we pass in Eid Mitzdarfin. An Eid who saw the Maisim, and a Dayin who was there B'shas Psak Din, now they want to come to a new Bez Din as two witnesses. So Eid V'dayin Eid Mitzdarfin. And the Rajba says why. Shimon quotes from the Rajba. And Shariyosha quotes from the Rajma that Eid V'dayin are not Mitzdarif because the Dayin doesn't know that there was a loan. The Dayin only could say that there was a Psak Bezdin. Does he know there was originally a loan or originally a ritzicha, whatever the saying is? One aid is saying that there was a maisa of ritzicha or a maisa of hava. The other one saying there was a psak bez. Could those two things be mitzaref? No, they're two different aids. This is actually the Rav Shimon's Makar. This whole idea, this Rashba, that says clearly that the dayanim, or somebody who saw the psak, doesn't know if the original thing happened. All he knows is that there was a psak bez. That's right. He's saying, I was a dayan in the bez, and we passed him. He doesn't know if the Reuven can shim. He doesn't know if the Reuven bars and shim, whatever the case is. Well, the case is, normally they wouldn't do that. But the case was somebody ran away, and then they caught him a number of years later, and now they're going to the bez, and they caught him.
What was the original
kasha?
The original kasha was what?
The original Chakira was when Aedis say they saw something in Bezin, are they saying Aedis on the Maisa? Or are they saying Aedis on the Psak Bezin? Now we're saying that Ein Aed V'dayim is Tzaref, and why? Because it's two different Haggadahs. The Aed saw the Maisa. The Dayan only saw the Psak Bezin. And seeing the Psak Bez is not the same as seeing the original
Maisa.
The first Nafkamin I mentioned to you. One aid says, I saw the killing. And one aid says, I saw the Psak Bez. Dayan is someone who saw the Psak Bez. So they're not mitzdarif, it's the same two different hypotheses. The first aid? Question. The first aid. If the first aid saw the psak bez, and you'd be right, then the two of them could say this together on the psak. But you could have a case where the first aid said this, and then he went away. It was the epishat psak. So that would be a case where this would be an afkamina. Now, if the aid saw the psak bez too, then they have two people who saw the psak bez, and that would be good. This is all the Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Kedarkai has a bunch of other cases in Shas where this all Nageya. There's one case which I was just wondering about, so I'll mention. He says, let's say this would be Dine Mamet. The same rule. Two people come to Bezdin, they say you saw Pesach Din and Dine Mamet, you pass. What happens if an Eid Echad comes and he says, I saw in the first Bezdin, they paskin that Reuven owes $100. It's only Eid Echad. So what should happen? Normally Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvua. Is this Eid Echad Mechayev Shvua? The Eid comes into Bezin and he says, I saw in the previous Bezin that they paskin Reuven owes Shimon. So is that considered Eid Echad or not? So Rav Shimon seems to say, and he says this is a nafkamina and a chakira. Half of it I follow, half of it I have a problem. There's one thing he says, and this is the part that's better. He says, if you say the aid is an aid yediyah on the original maisa, where Rav Shimon says it's incorrect. But let's say you would have said that way. Now when the aid says, I saw the psak bez, means I know Reuven owes Shimon $100, then he's mechayev shvua. He's an aid on the original thing. However, Mathia Emes, Rav Shimon says, no, the Eid Echad is not saying Eidus on the original Chiyah. All he's saying is Eidus on the Psak Bezin. So the Megla in Eid Echad is not Mechayev Shul.
Psak Bezin is the order that you owe the money.
Psak Bezin is the determination that you owe the money. Therefore,
why? Because he's saying on the idea, the idea is that guy owes the money. Or someone who puts the loan because of that money owes the money.
Let's talk about what I didn't understand about Rav Shimon. Shimon says that if you learn that the Eidus names are Psak Bezdim, then there's no Kiyav of Shua Seid Echad. So that I don't follow. Why not? If it's an Eid Echad on the Psak Bezdim, it's also an Eid Echad on the Kiyav Mamun. What is the Kiyav Mamun came because you broke his window? And the Kiyav Mamun comes because Bezdim passed and you have to pass.
I told you, you can testify on the Maisa, not on the Psak Din. It only passes on what the
Maisa
was, what
Eidim
was saying.
So when two Eidim say Eidim is on the Psak Bezdin, then they are Mechayev Mamun. Why?
Torah said that when
the Israelites see something, it's possible what they say. So they say we saw Pesach Bez, and Bez will ask in that it's Chayav Mamon based on their Eidus.
On their
if it's based on their Eidus, then it's a problem, because if two witnesses are Mechayav Mamon, then one witness is Mechayav Shvuah. Unless you'll say that when two Eidim say there was a Pesach Bez, then all the second Bezdin does is enforce the first Bezdin Pesach. The second Bezdin is not paskening. They're just going to enforce the first Bezdin Pesach. Then maybe you can understand Reb Shimon. The second Bezdin just enforced the first Bezdin Pesach, so they can't be Mechayav Shvuah. That wasn't the first Bezdin Pesach. They can only do whatever the first Bezdin paskening. Maybe that's an halacha from Reb Shimon. What?
There
was no Pesach Bezdin. Can't swear I don't know money because the second Adam don't know. So he can say there was no Pesach Bez. Why can't he swear that? No, the Chayav should be allowed to swear there's no Pesach. No, the question is, does he have to swear? Maybe he's off the hook without swearing.
No, but on the Tabbat there's a shul, what would he?
Yeah, I guess it would have, you have to be Sais of the Eid. So it would have to be if there was no Pesach Bez. The question is, why should the Eid Echad not be Mechayim there? Maybe this is a mahalach, but the second bez only enforces the sock of the first bez. So if there's going to be a shinoi, if the first bez is paskin mom, now you have an eight echad, you want to make shmua, you have no basis on which you mechay shmua. Okay, let's
why,
see.
Why
would
you want to be paskin mom?
They therefore are saying, I know he owes the money because it was the second Pesach Bez. The Pesach Bez is the Mechayev.
He still swear that only money is also the.
But when a person says, I know a person owes money because he borrowed, the Bez is Mechayev because he borrowed. When people say, I know he's Chayev money because the first Bez is in Paskin, they're Mechayev because the first Bez is in Paskin. Normally I would agree. The question is on if you never Reb Shimon that this is not a good idea.
No,
not a video.
If
you say it's a good idea, I understand.
If
you say it's a good idea, nothing else. I'm only talking according to the second side, what the thing is. Question is why? Why is it not Shvuah? Do a Mechayev Mamon? Why should one be Mechayev Shvuah? That's where it's a little hard to understand. Okay, Sanhedrin Nayeges Menani Mili Ditan Rabbana Vayeva Lechem Mechutas Mishpat Mizdai Veisechem. It says on the side to add the two words Bechol Mash Veisechem. Mamagel Sanhedrin Shnegis Beretz Bechutz Laretz Kema Kamalayim V'Sharecha V'Sharecha Ata Mashiv Batei Dine Bechol Plachu Plachu Bechol Yevi'ir. It's actually an obligation, a mitzvah d'oraisa, to have a set bezdin. This is a mitzvah d'oraisa that is manazer, we are not mekayim properly, for whatever reason. Our cities don't have batei dinim, except as happens to fall together. And whatever the reason for it, is not a good reason, it's a problem. But be that as it may, there's still a mitzvah of shayftim v'shaychim tichim achat to have a bezin. However, there is a big difference between a bezin in Eretz Yisrael and a bezin in Chutz La'aretz. That is, that a bezin in Chutz La'aretz cannot be dan dine knosos. Actually, more than that, a bezin that does not have smicha. A bezin that doesn't have smicha can't paskin. Period. except as a shliach of the other bezin. In other words, the bezin that has smicha can make a bezin that has no smicha. They're shluchim. But on their own, a bezin that doesn't have smicha cannot
paskin, and you can't get smicha for Svara. When you get smicha from the yeshiva, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about an unbroken smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu, and this doesn't exist anymore. In the Roman persecution, the smicha ended. And today, we don't have smicha. The only reason that the Batei Dinim today have a right to paskin is because Rabbi Yehuda's Bezdin, the last Bezdin, made all future Batei Dinim, they gave them a Torah Shlichus to paskin, but only on Dinei Torah that are Shchiach. Only on the known din, Siman Aleph and Shulchan Aruch. I was actually once sitting by a Sichsuch, a certain Maisid. Somebody was in the Maisid and there was a leak and there was a puddle of water and he slipped down a flight of stairs and he was hurt and he wanted them to pay off the magic of bar. The other time there was a bar and whatever the tefiyah was. Sichs was going on, he wanted to go to court, he wanted to go to bed. And so I was sitting actually with somebody who was at a learn. He said, look, whatever I'll pishul from Narach have to pay, I'll pay. I can't use the mice's money to give the person something extra. I told him that I'll be shulchan aruch, it's not pashut you have to pay. Machabe says that bar is not shchiach, and being that bar is not shchiach, thank you very much. I thought you kept me soda. Anyway, being that bar is not shchiach, Bezin doesn't really. Paskin is not as that. It doesn't mean that a person shouldn't, whatever the psak din is, but okay, at any rate, but the Gemara says that what they did about the Aretz of the Chutzlar is only provided that there's smicha, and when there is no smicha, the what they did are limited in what they could paskin. Sanhedrin I regesi bayavu achat l'shim mishan nekras chablanis egom ayrachare he takes. Interesting child. Is 1 at 70 good or 1 at 70 is too much? Take it. Tafen Rebbe Kiva Aymerim, Ilu Hayinu, Hechi Ava'afi. How could Tafen Rebbe Kiva do this? Rebbe Yechem Rebbe Laza Da'amri Tarvayu, Re'isem, Trefa Harik Shalom Harik. The person killed, was he a Trefa? Was he a Shalom? You can't even say for sure there's a shalim unless you saw it before he was killed. But if you do look afterwards, you don't know. Maybe when he stabbed him with his knife, there was a nekev before. What about Edison's nus? Did you see it so close that you could mami see the mice of beer, which is not Shia? Rabban Hechidaini. That's enough to see what looks like nus. You don't have to mommy see the ma'aseh nus. The Rosh learns from this last three words of the perek, his yisayi, that eidei yediya is good enough. You don't need mamish eidei riya. It's enough eidei yediya. We spoke about this a number of days ago. That it's enough eidim that know something happened. Even if they didn't mamish see it. I mentioned to you the case where by the wedding a person, the eidim missed the actual putting of the ring on the finger, but a second before they saw the ring in his hand and a second after they saw it on her finger. So that's eidei yediya. They know for sure it happened. No shaila, they just didn't see it. So the shita of the Rosh, I mentioned that a number of achrayim, is that it's good. And he learns it from this Gemara. The Mishayuru Kiminatim is good enough. He passed him like Shmuel. And the Marik, who argues, the Marik holds Eidei Yediya are not good enough. It's based on, he says that this is different, that it's Eif Shubin Yenacher. So Chazal made a din of Minatim, Mishayuru Kiminatim. But otherwise, there's no, there's an exception, there's not a rule. The Rosh says, no, it's a rule. This is the rule of Eidei Yediya. Is certainly one of the important rules that we've touched on in the parashah. The issue of the Mokim Sayyid Nekev Hava, Taisis here, it's a difficult Taisis. Just the language is difficult. The Lund is not difficult. Rabbi Kiva of Tarkin said, we would have asked, was he a Treif or was he a Shalom? What's the Pshat? So Taisus brings two ways to learn. The Beit Tam says that if you ask him, the Eidim, the person was killed, was he a treifa or was he a shalei? And the Eidim say, we don't know. It's good enough to absolve them of a chiyuv misa, so throughout the Eidim. Even if they just said, we don't know. That's what Beit Tam's track with Gemara. Taisus disagrees. Taisus himself says that it's not true. We have a rule. If Eidim say we don't know on anything besides the Sheva Chakira, if Eidim say we don't know, so it still continues. So Taisus learned, Chad, that if they would have said that Rabbi Akiva Taka would have kept on asking them questions, they would have asked them many questions, until he would have got them to contradict each other. These are just examples of questions they would have asked. And the idea was to get them to contradict each other, in which case they certainly get thrown out of bed if they contradict each other. So, according to Rabbi Tam, when it says, Lohayinu Hargin the Island, it means they definitely would have never killed anybody. Because you're never going to have Adam who knows that the person's not a trifle. And according to Rabbi, according to Taisus, it means usually. It doesn't mean always. It means usually we can get them to contradict each other. Not always. Sometimes they won't contradict each other. But generally, they will contradict each other eventually. And that is the shita of Taisus as opposed to Rebbeinu Tam. The halacha, why are Michayish taka that he was a nekev in the place of the sayas? The Taisus brings from the Gemara and Chulin that the dina and the fashis halken acha harayim. That's what the Gemara and Chulin says. We go by sarai, we assume that he's not a traitor, right? Right, the Hamas ain't a traitor, the right, and the other ain't a traitor. But by dina and the fashis, we go with the right. And that's why we're not chayish, but mokim second, sayis nekev ha. There's a famous kasha on this, which I still end the parak with a kasha. It's a famous kasha which the Shashmaita calls kasha atuma. By mominis, we have a rule, ein halchim b'momin acharei. That means that if someone has money, someone wants to be chayiv the money, he has right on his side, ein halchim b'momin acharei. It can't be mighty mammon for someone based on that. By dina nefashis, we just said, halchim acharei. Do go b'asarei. It's a pelatsuma. To take away a person's money based on right, we don't rely on right. Take away a person's life, we do rely on right. Pelatsuma, no? What? No, we give Nisa. If Reuben killed Shimon, we assume Shimon was not a traitor. We give Reuben Nisa. Right? Why? Because you go by Sarai, they're not a traitor. So by Bamin, ain't Elkan Acharai. And by the Pasha, it's Elkan Acharai.
Cool, that could also end up being like,
you know, a chumrah. No, but it's, in the Gemara, the original case, it's a chumrah that we're giving Nisa based on right. Giving Nisa based on right, yes? Elchum Mamun Acharai means, if I go to the store and I order an animal, I take the animal home and it's wild. I go back, I say, what kind of animal? You can't pull the plow. They say, oh, I thought you wanted to buy it to Shech. So the Gemara says, I've been a time to write people buy animals for work, not for shechting. What type of animal write people buy for work? So I bought it for work. You say, ain't nothing mama achar, right? And it's not a time. Some example of the Gemara. Right, so the achabukim that can be made, but that's the kasha. Right, what I'd like from you is to do chazara. Two aspects, two main goals in your chazara. One is to know the 5.5 glad, just pshat. You should know that beis, that gimel, that dalet, that hey, that vav, and that zayin. You should know basically what the Gemara is about. You have an idea, well, the Gemara should look familiar to you. And the second thing is, there are certain yesaidahs that we spoke out. Beyond the mafarshim that dealt with pshat, we discussed the masna mashkasa b'taira. We discussed a number of such concepts. I'm going to make a list, Linader, of the Yesaidis. And I'd like the Chazal well to know just those basic Yesaidis that we covered in this parak. Tomorrow I'll not give Shira. And tomorrow is Wednesday. Thursday, which is Erev Yontif, and Yitzhak Hashem, I'll give like every Erev Shabbos. We'll have a Shmuz. But I'd like you to chazer Shmuz as well. I know many of you worried about what to do over Shmuz, so you do chazara. And I think we'll start the second parak. Sunday I'd like you still to do chazara, but at least maybe Monday we'll start the second parak. We'll see how it goes. For your sake, do a good chazara. Make sure you're familiar with it. May the tzaddik be with you.